Today, White House officials may be close to accepting an independent investigation of intelligence failures before the war in Iraq. Until now, the White House has resisted an election-year investigation, but officials are telling the Associated Press and Reuters that that may be changing now. Just yesterday, President Bush gave an indirect answer when asked about a commission.
I want the American people to know that I too want to know the facts.
The president's former chief weapons inspector, David Kaye, says an independent investigation should find out why U.S. intelligence agencies believed that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq before the war. Republican Senator John McCain wants an investigation, too. We reached him at his office in Arizona.
I believe that Saddam Hussein acquired and used weapons of mass destruction, and I think if he were still in power, he would continue to be a threat. And the world is better off that he's gone. But there were clearly intelligence failures. Now, there's other investigations going on, including in the intelligence committees of the House and Senate. They will not be unanimous in their conclusions. There'll be differences between Democrat and Republican members. So we need an outside, respected commission to find out what went wrong and why it is the United States and the world's intelligence agencies came to incorrect conclusions.
Senator, some people have divided this up into two different issues. One is the quality of intelligence that was coming in, and the other is how that intelligence was used by policymakers to make their case to the nation. Which of those issues should the investigation cover, if there is one?
This investigation should cover all of that, because I don't know the answer to it, and I don't think anybody does. You hear all kinds of different reasons why this process went off track. And so that's the reason I think you need the kind of commission that we've talked about.
You're saying that it is possible that White House officials did manipulate intelligence?
I don't think that anyone intentionally misled the American people. That would have to be proved to me beyond the shadow of a doubt. I just don't believe it, either this administration or President Clinton, when he said that he's got the weapons and it's just a matter of time till he uses them. But what we need to do is find out where it went off track and in what way. And I don't know the answer to that.
I may be splitting hairs here, but is it possible in your mind that Bush administration officials sincerely believed that Saddam Hussein was a grave threat to the United States, but then stretched the available facts in order to make what they believed was a necessary case to the American people?
I don't know. I simply don't know. But before I impugn people's motives, I want to get all the facts, and that's all we're asking for. I think a lot of this is speculation, and all of it is clearly overheated by the fact that we're in a presidential year and election year.
If there were an independent commission, when should it begin its work in relation to the election?
It should begin its work as immediately, as soon as possible, so we can tamp down this very sharp partisanship associated with the issue. And I think it's going to take them a while. I cannot imagine it would take them less than a year to complete the kind of investigation that needs to be done.
Which means that there would not be any findings before November when the voting takes place.
There could not be. And this investigation would clearly entail that of our estimates about Iran, Korea, Syria, other countries that are suspected of developing weapons of mass destruction as well. One of the kind of interesting aspects of this whole issue is that from the Cold War on, generally speaking, the intelligence estimates were underestimating the capability of these countries as opposed to overestimating them.
And one other item on which you may have a difference with the administration here, the chairman of the commission that is investigating the September 11 attacks says that he is likely to need more time, likely to need to go past a deadline of May to present his findings there. You've supported him. The administration does not. How come?
I don't know why the administration doesn't support it, but what we need to do is have the commission report out after the election, January 2005. I can understand the unease that the administration has right now when we're getting close to an election.
The concern is a report in October that could change the election, and you're saying that's a legitimate concern on the part of the administration.
I think it's a legitimate concern on the part of the administration, and you know, so therefore, hopefully we would resolve their objection by saying, okay, we can wait a few months before having the information.
John McCain is a United States Senator from the state of Arizona. Senator, thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.
And tomorrow on this program, we'll talk to the head of that September 11 investigation, former New Jersey Governor Thomas Kane.